Welcome to the Gamer Word. I am Rolo, and I am joined by Bobby and Ruckus. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Very good. How are you guys?
Very good. Are we doing speaking again?
Well, I'm doing my part.
I heard.
You get it there?
Yeah, that's why I did the laugh, like, you know, like what they did in Starship Troopers when the little kid said, I'm doing my part. And then they went, ha, 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 ha. Yeah.
Would you like to know more?
All right.
So the Olifante in the room here is Helldivers 2. It came out and no one can play it because the server capacity of this 100-head Arrowhead Game Studios out of Sweden is struggling with supply and command. And I was very pissed that I've only been able to play, like, let's say 4 or 5 hours. And then every time since then, it's like, checkmate, cannot connect. But now that I learn it's like 100 Swedes, I'm more, what do you call it, apathetic, something like that.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, you know, when you have a company of like 100 people.
Yeah, because I'm used to AAA game studios doing this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what? You can't spin up more Amazon Web Services? You can't spin up more servers? What the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah, because when you told me about that, I was thinking, well, it must be that just way more people are playing than the devs intended. Like, there's no way that it's having the same problems that AAA games have at launch. And
yeah, Bobby, didn't you say the original flopped?
Well, so it got good reviews, but it had very few purchases, like at least initially. It was like a top-down shooter. And so like friends of mine had played it, but they said it got like, let's say 100,000 like downloads. And you have it? Was it multiplayer or no?
Never played it.
There you go. And so basically this one is a third person shooter and it's like strictly co-op. If you show up there alone and don't allow people to join you, you're going to get wrecked. And it's, you know, it won some awards, the first one, but they got like 10 to 100 times that. And if you notice a lot of Starship Trooper memes, it's all based around this game here, where you, I mean, even the intro, like, to the thing is like, you're there with your Moulinjan wife, and you're like, I love democracy, and then your Moulinjan wife and your mulatto child gets wrecked, and then like, I'm doing my part, time to enlist, you know? And if you thought democracy was free, it's not. He says something like that. And
costs $109.
Yeah, exactly. And so the whole Starship Trooper concept is here. And it was released on Windows and PS5. No Xbox 360. No Xbox 360. Or Xbox Series X or whatever they're calling their latest and greatest. But people are stoked about it. Except they'd sold 1 million units. Became the biggest launch for any PlayStation published game on PC. Okay. And now they need to hire more developers to accelerate its post-launch plans, which is you being able to connect to the server. And so basically, once you connect to the server, you're all good. It's not going to like crash on you. It's just like a queue. You're in the aughts and you're trying to get into this WoW server where the good loot is and the good PvP is. 10 people ahead of you in line, but it doesn't even give you that. It just gives you a timer that keeps resetting. So that's my caveat. However, it's pretty cool. Like you can call in like new guns and new turrets from your mothership that you have to upgrade. And there is a pay to win, you know, aspect there, but it's, I talked to a guy who has been playing and like, has been religious about hitting that refresh button until he gets in to play it each day, you know? And, he says that he hasn't spent any like money. So it's not like so imbalanced like that. You can just, you know, level up slowly, always have a four stack, and then you get the credits you need to get the loot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can forgive, like, you know, small companies like that, whereas you get these big AAA developers. You know, I heard that they try to invent the term quadruple A development for like Ubisoft and shit.
Should just call it major leagues at this point.
They might as well. Yeah, no, they're trying to invent that to push forward their new like subscription bullshit to be like, oh yeah, we are like quadruple A games. It's like at the rate I'm seeing now, it's literally the more A's, the less quality.
Well, yeah, exactly. They think adding an A will trick these retards into thinking that, well, the games are going to be better because there's another A, but the gamer brain doesn't really work like that, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking now. I'm searching for the people, and I'm seeing a lot of white guys. I don't like it.
Ooh.
Oh, no. I wanted to see
not
the picture.
Very progressive.
Yeah, I wanted to see the picture outside of the studio where it's nothing but black women and white women with purple hair.
You know what else is also, like, it's good? It's underrated, is women that look like my favorite picture from Starfield.
Yes, exactly.
That's, yeah, that, and though, that is like, that's just, it's like game over. Like, I can't think of a better game than that.
Yeah, it seems like they don't have a lot of pictures of their staff like all over the place. They probably know how ashamed they should be of their lack of diversity, you know?
Well, they're probably actually scared that the ADL will like send Muslims to their house. Like, you know, they're door dashing Muslims in New York, so they're probably going to do that cuz they're in Sweden, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, you know how many Muslims there are like at the ready in Sweden, yes, to just like firebomb you. Yeah, they're probably just like, don't show anyone anything because they're going to firebomb us if we do.
Yeah, you don't invite the neighbors to the smorgasbord anymore. And some other games that they've made that I've heard of, like Magicka. I've played that. It's not Magicka the Gathering, it's just Magicka, you know, one.
Yeah, I've got that. Yeah,
Gauntlet. And the showdown effect.
Now, I'm guessing you are specifically talking about Gauntlet, the one that was on PS4 a few years ago.
Probably. Yes, PC and PS4. So they're like addicted to the PlayStation, and they are probably paid big shekels to hate the Xbox boys. So sorry, you know, rest in peace. It is what it is, you know. Not my choice, but
it's my choice.
And click on jobs. A game for everyone is not a game for no one. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. All right.
A game for everyone.
Don't have a lot of pictures. Yeah, it's like IT engineer, hybrid remotes. They need more. So the guy I was talking to, he kind of knows a bit about it, and he said that it's not that they can't spin up servers. It's like tracking everybody's stuff. Like accomplishments, credits, achievements, things like that is the thing that they're struggling with. Not that it's an excuse. It's just that happens to be the thing, you know, because they probably have one big server that tells you, hey, you have 14 Republic credits and 50 items unlocked, you know.
Would you like to know more?
Would you like to know more? Exactly. And you know, the only good bug is a dead bug, that kind of thing.
The only good bug man is a dead bug man.
Yes. But even me, who, you know, barely stirs for anything,
who is
these
a bug
days,
man?
When I was playing with my buddy, you know, I was pretty stoked about this game. Because you just, you know, they can re-res you. You can jump in as they're in mid-mission. And I was told if you ever meet anybody with a Russian name, just get out of the server because they'll kill you right before you extract, and then you get nothing. You know, so the Russians, that Ukraine thing, they took a little bit personally. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, you didn't do that. That, I mean, I understand if your name is like I'm riding with Biden or something like that, or Lindsey Graham, But like my name is Freckle Fart 90. Like, I, what did I do?
Rolo, yeah. Don't dox yourself.
Oh crap. Oh, that's okay. I'll edit that out. Hold on. If I remember.
All right. So I see a video here. I'll send it to you guys. It's of the development team that's kind of stoked about what they developed or something. Lots of sparklers and stuff.
I see. Those aren't tiki torches.
No, they might as well be. I mean, like, I see women on the squad, but their hair color is not matching. They aren't professional game developers. What's going on?
Yeah, no, I mean, like,
I want to show up there with a high powered magnet. And if I don't get like 40 noses and ripped off, then they're not doing it right.
Exactly.
Man, look at these people. Like, that looks like their natural hair color, even. Like, holy crap.
It's the miracle natural of Christmas. Hair
color. Oh. Yeah, none of these men are wearing a dress, you know, or a skirt at least, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, my gosh, it's so problematic. I can't deal with it. No wonder they made the Starship Troopers game. These Swedish Nazis.
Wait, there's a woman there. There's another woman. There's a few broads there. Whoa.
All right, guys. Maybe they brought their girlfriend to the launch party. Take it easy. We don't have to.
I don't really have to
get a refund.
Yeah, I really hope that no woman actually worked on this game. That would be the funniest.
It would be really funny, you know. But you always got to have a woman in HR, unless it's the AI that's like, you know, Rolo, whereas we love your contribution here, at the end of the day, I see bigger things for you, you know, than TGW. You know, it'd be hard for me to do that. I'd be like, hey, man, you got to skedaddle.
You got any biscuits for sale in there?
All right, then. I don't reckon. Yeah, exactly right. I show up like Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade, and you're just left without a paddle floating in Appalachian Creek. And I'm John Ritter. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. So I'm kind of thrilled about it, despite the, you know, the broken heart and the heavy ball. Never mind. You know, I just want to get back into the game and see what I can do, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when I started noticing this was when I started seeing on different social medias people talking about this and then bring up Starship Troopers and people like, the communists are identifying with the bugs.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, okay, I see that. Or the whole, like, I mean, the whole thing about, like, somebody tweeted, what was it? Oh, this is such a, these handsome people in uniforms. It's so, like, Hitler-esque. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Which Starship Troopers was. And I think the guy who made the film was, like, I don't know, sad about that in retrospect. But
He thought he was making like an anti-fascist movie, but the reality was what he was trying to make was an anti-neocon movie, but he ended up making a pro-fascist movie. It's really what happens when people just like they don't understand what they're trying to do, because the dude was from the Netherlands, and when he was a small child, the National Socialists had invaded the Netherlands or whatever country. I think it's the Netherlands, whatever country he's from. So he has this very like scary like perception of them. Oh gosh, like I was just trying to live my life and make clogs and windmills, and then these scary monsters came in, and he like and everything that he thought like, oh, this is going to scare everyone, and then they were just applauding it, because that was one of the big controversies when Starship Troopers came out, because I remember when it came out and I was like, this looks so cool, and nobody got that it was supposed to be an anti-fascist movie, because everybody just liked the people. Now a lot of nerds years later were like, it's an anti-fascist movie, and these people, they really just don't understand it. Oh, I'm so smart because I do understand it. And they shut up, fag.
Yeah. And they made some not so subtle hints to that, like the whole, you know, Dr. Mengele kind of, you know, secret science and, you know, the
Doogie Howser is straight up dressed. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And Neil Patrick Harris, who is,
yeah, that's what I said. I said Doogie Howser. I meant Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. Neil Patrick Harris, despite being a devout homosexual, you know, he looked pretty snooty in the attire there, and it looked very, let's say, of the 40s, you know, before Nixon's time.
Yeah,
even.
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of people didn't pick up on that, but these fags, years later, after the director, like, pulled his hair out and was like, how do you not understand that this movie is not pro-Nazi, not pro-fascism? It's supposed to be anti. It's like, well, the Nazis... Well, like, what are you saying? Are you saying Jews are a bunch of evil, scary bugs?
Yes.
If so, well, I mean, that's what we're saying. I don't think
What he's saying too. Like, I know. Through implication, he's like, I'm going to make this kind of comedy style thing and show how absurd fascism is. As in, like, you know, do unto your country,
what say not what you can. The country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, you know, that's, oh, oy vey.
I need to earn my place here as a citizen. Gee whiz, you know, and then there's this external threat and farmer boy, he decides, oh, I put in my papers, but I'm back in, you know.
Did you ever read the book or do you know anything about it?
I read that the director read up half of it and was disgusted and stopped. Is that, but I have not read the book.
Yeah. So the main character is, I think he's supposed to be Filipino. And then here they made him from Argentina. Because his last name is Rico.
And it's funny because he's white. And
well, yeah.
Are
see that,
in
yeah. And that,
Argentina.
That was the, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that. It was pretty funny. I remember reading where, what was it, like the director read the original book, decided it was too boring, he hated it.
Something like that. Something
yeah.
Dicks.
Yeah, so he took the concept, and now I'm seeing a meme. It's like, it's okay, she's Democratic, and it's a bug with, like, big, what do you call it, watermelons.
Knockers.
Yes.
Boneless juicy hams.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, hey, we shouldn't build a border between us and the bugs. They might take offense towards it.
Yeah.
Roe versus Wade. They shouldn't have to do that to get across the river. We should make them a bridge.
Yes. And it's like full mask off.
Yes.
At this point. Mm-hmm. And that's where the left has been these days. Just it's all full mask off because they are creepy little monsters. It's like they're all demon possessed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and now they can't hide it. It's not that they're not hiding it, is they can't anymore. They're so disgusting.
Yeah, I want to see some reviews about it from these woke people, you know.
No, of Starship Troopers, their review is LOL, it's so smart because it's about how bad fascism is, and most people didn't pick up on that when it came out cuz they just didn't understand. LOL. That's what they all say. They're all like that retarded. Like they don't comment on how, like, they're these ugly, disgusting bugs. Now there is a small hint in the movie that the humans attack the bugs first, but like, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, who cares? Like, do those things, do you want to live in a universe with those things?
Yeah, a pint of blood costs more than a gallon of gold, but it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, you have no open comms, you know? You're blocked on Telegram, Rolo. How are you gonna talk to them? You can't do it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I want to see, like, for this game, Helldivers 2, the difference between, like, the user reviews and the critic reviews. I don't know if we have that yet. I'm like looking for a website, but because you know IMDb has critic versus user score, and those are inversely proportional, and it's often every time the user score that actually matters. Because
every time?
You know, when he presented his right hand, it's actually a symptom of British colonialism and how they'd show that they're not armed, but they'd have a knife in their left hand and then they'd stab the Negro several times. And so he shouldn't have presented his right hand for the handshake, not for that time. And it ruined the entire movie for me. And it's like, shut the fuck up, you retard educated. Like, you know, you can learn enough about zeros and ones where you start writing it on your walls, is my point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people are saying, most fun I've had since Left 4 Dead.
Well, it's just funny when this stuff comes out and all the memes that come with it. Like the memes, like the Starship Trooper memes, it's been like nonstop, and this always happens. See, the left, they're so retarded. They're like Sideshow Bob in the Field of Rakes. Like it's so retarded how often they do this, and then just like a day goes by and then it's all back to normal. Like everyone just like completely forgets. It's like no big deal.
And but, I've long said the memes maketh the man. Like you can often tell how good a movie is or a game based on how memeable it is. And it can be good or bad attention. But the fact that Starship Troopers, which was created during the 60s, if I remember correctly, is now all of a sudden getting a second wind because of this game, which is like you can't connect to the server because like 100 Swedes couldn't figure out how to, extradite the Somalians, you know what I mean? Out of their server room.
I want to get the Somalians out.
Out of the server room, yeah. Oh, but, gosh, you know, this game is like giving second wind to it, you know? And it's trending everywhere. And whatever reservations there are about, we should treat the bugs with dignity and respect. You know, this is the wrong way to do it. This is fascism. Yeah, people are not getting that message at all. I've already heard people talking about like the border and calling down turrets and stuff. Uh-huh. Like this. It's like, guys, come on. The left cannot meme, and the meme maketh the man.
Well, Jimmy Three Fingers sees
are these memes.
I want to add the left. Yes, so the left absolutely can meme, but the left foot soldiers cannot meme.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's the thing is leftist accounts on Twitter cannot meme. Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, when the left memes, it's things like clump of cells, reproductive rights, no human is illegal. Like it's like things like that.
Yeah, no bug is edible. Uh-huh. Oh wait, that contradicts our other thing. Kill the bugs. We should be eating them.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I hear they're putting it in like they're putting it in like some kind of strawberry, pineapple, mango thing to make it more red. Some celiac thing from a bug, and a ton of people are having allergic reactions.
Of course,
it's like you grab your fruit juice at the grocery store, and you're like, all right, you take, three fruits that are listed there. Maybe add some corn syrup because this is America. And you let me have a whale of a time with my sweet thing here. Nope, we're adding bugs to it. And people are having extreme reactions to it. The most common thing is diarrhea.
Diarrhea is good for you.
Yeah, I remember reading The Diarrhea of Anne Frank. Oh!
Yeah, isn't that good for you? Yeah, like what you want is you want a little bit of diarrhea. What you do is you just, you know, get a little bit while you're on an airplane, you know. And just see where the night takes you.
And you gotta grab the window seat so that nobody sleeps a wink. You go back and forth to the little boy's room all day long.
No, you don't. Oh no. You don't go back and forth.
Yeah. But so, all right, we have what is it? Starfield Citizen, right?
Yeah.
Gamers voiced their praise of that game and their outrage at this one. Oh wait, did I invert that?
Yes.
So the gamers are telling these devs what they want, and I hear about massive layoffs at these AAA game publishers and even just big tech companies. They are unsustainable with the things they're pushing. So I hesitate to get too much of an optometrist going, but as far as blackpill.com equals McRib, this is not the time, folks.
Yep.
Helldivers 2 is really telling people that, we want to kill bugs with a fascist undertone, and having like women that look like horses is not the shot.
Mm. You guys remember Metal Gear Solid 2, where they try to do a whole thing about memes surviving and influencing the world?
Yes.
Well, I'm just noticing the whole left can't meme thing. Like, look, fascism is like the greatest meme.
Yes.
You know, existed throughout history, and even now, we have Helldivers 2, we have Starship Troopers, obviously. We have Warhammer 40K, which, you know, libtard shitheads like to say, like, oh, it was meant to be a parody of fascism. Yes, but everybody loves the fascism.
People only like the fascism.
Exactly. Okay, people like the fascism, and they laugh at the orcs because they're funny. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, no, fascism is, like, the best meme, and every game that has you being the fascist is great. Can't actually recall a game where you are the fascist that it's not a good game.
Yeah. Nope. Can't think of one.
I mean, I'm sure there's some obscure one somewhere that never got rid of this thing, but I can't think
game
of one.
No, that's game of the year, the one you can't.
Yeah.
And
especially as the term in social, the quote unquote society we live in, as the term fascism gets greater and greater, all I'm seeing is that, again, all the good things are being lumped together as fascism. So, as I said, fascism is the greatest meme.
It is a good meme.
And that kind of brings me to, another thing, which is that oftentimes people will use the word fascist to describe like liberal behavior, femifascist, Karen, this kind of thing.
Eco-fash.
Yeah, eco-fascist. And it's kind of true up to a point, They're just like fighting for the wrong idea, but they're fighting with the same fervor that like a high trust society would like track you down if you didn't return the shopping cart. They're just doing that at their local grocery store, And they're calling you out, hey, grab a number. You cut in line. And it's like, Karen,
you're done. Shut up,
you libtard bitch. But actually... yeah. She's just trying to instill high trust fascism in the local neighborhood daily, which is something we should encourage and stand behind. You tell her,
But when I refer to fascism as the best meme, I actually am, without being too big brained about it, talking about it from the source, from the view of an anthropologist, not like memes, internet memes, but no, the term meme is more of an anthropology term, and it's been suggested that studying of memes could explain like the evolutionary model of societal behaviors. And one thing I've seen here is that, like, just a quick quote: as such, fascism is the meme of collective brutality against those seen as weak or foreign. Which we could easily just say fascism is a meme of collective brutality against those that are wrong.
Yeah.
But even in entertainment media, no, fascism is the greatest meme.
Yeah. And they keep trying to the only thing they can ever do, and they've done it repeatedly, to try to degrade it, is to make it like gay.
Yeah, they were all secretly gay. Yeah, they do it every time.
Oh, you thought that they looked pretty snooty, huh? Well, I got news for you, bucko. You are a homosexual.
Then why weren't you good enough to be involved with the fascists?
Yeah, when ZZ Top was talking about every girl goes crazy for a sharply dressed man, they were actually talking about fascism and homosexuality.
I better go tell my wife she's engaging in homosexuality when she loves me in and out of a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you got it.
So Starfield was more like Starfeld and Helldivers 2. What do you mean? I got to go out there and kill bugs? Have you seen these hands, Rollo? They've never done manual labor. I've never even held a gun. Then I do a goofy look and I look into the camera. Come on, bugs. No way. I had a bug in my food once. I couldn't stop Ralphing for 5 days. Somebody's got to show up as Kramer and help me out here, you know?
Nigger.
Yes.
Jerry, you wouldn't believe it. I saw it out there. There were these bugs, and I swear, Jerry, I swear, they weren't just regular bugs. They were niggers.
You saw niggers out there, Jerry?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. Niggers.
How did they find any parking?
100 years ago, you'd be hanging from a tree.
Exactly. So Starfeld is Steinfeld, and Starship Troopers is Helldivers 2. And they did have their, you know, during the introduction, I was looking because I am, what do you call it, a historian and a game reviewer. They had plenty of blacks and stuff like that, but it's a distant memory, you know, the miscegenation in the beginning, this, that, the other. It's kind of a distant memory because of the thing itself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yes, Steinfeld is over. Right. You ever notice that when you squish a bug, it gets all over your shoe? What's up with that? I wanted it to be on the ground. I wanted it dead. Now it's all over my shoe. That's what we call observational comedy, folks. But we can move on.
It sounds good. I might have to grab it, Bobby.
Yeah, it's getting good reviews.
Can you get into the game?
See, I'm gonna ring the dinner bell as soon as I get back into the game, as in connected to the mainframe for servers. You know,
right?
But
I'm sure they'll fix that soon.
Yeah. So this one has pretty good reviews, but you know what has also great reviews? Suicide Squadron there, Ruckus. What's that all about?
Oh, yeah. Actually, here's the thing is I know this is really, really great review. It's just literally pulling out the positive reviews, because it's mostly positive on Steam. From somebody by Brother Elyon, 16.3 hours, so past the refund time. Have fun spending $70 to play with bots in a live service looter shooter. Just go buy Helldivers 2 or legit any other game. Crazy how Rocksteady isn't so steady anymore. This is a positive review. What I just read was marked positive. In fact, a lot of these things I'm seeing, even the ones that are like, it's fun, but wait till it's like 30 bucks.
It sounded positive to me. Read it again. He said, have fun getting in a lobby with nothing but bots. That's a positive thing.
And then he says, just go buy Helldivers 2 or any other game. Like, remember seeing a thing and...
He wasn't saying that as an alternative. He was just, you know, in addition to.
Ah.
Yeah, come on. You're being too negative.
I guess it's a game, seeing a thing.
Mostly positive reviews with less players than Arkham Knight, a game released 8 years ago. And that just goes to show you that it's
super great.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a really exclusive game. Like, you know, it takes like a really smart kind of person to. It's like, you know, the like Rick and Morty, but for video games.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like highbrow.
Yeah.
With no like eyebrows and a gender transition.
Your IQ mm-hmm. goes up by when you play it.
Oh. Yeah. Gee whiz. So it's an online game, and they can't even fill the servers.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait, well, here's a good positive review. 7.7 hours on record. Wait for a discount. Another positive review with 6.7 hours on record. Reject Suicide Squad. Embrace Batman Arkham. It's fun. Arkham just on $7, Asylum? Fun. Yeah. People are going to love this game when it's $30. I would wait for a sale.
Like, I wonder if this game will become free to play.
I found a really good positive review. After over 20 hours, I can rightfully say that King Shark is indeed a shark.
These reviews are positive, like, you know, like having a test come back for yes. AIDS is positive.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk. Yes, yes. Well, that was actually kind of surprising to a lot of people. People were really surprised that happened. I didn't think they were going to do that. And the way that they did it was like when you see the picture of the women who wrote it, like, of course, that's how they would do it. But what I want to talk about is when we talked about Grand Theft Auto 6 a while back. When we were talking about how they want it to be a subscription service, and I said that no one's going to go for that. Look at this. This is something that they like clearly were going for kind of like a test run with it. Like this online only looter shooter type game, and everybody hates it. And if you look at what most of the complaints are about, it's not. Like people don't like the story and mm-hmm. any of that yep, crap.
I'm seeing that, yes.
But people mostly hate the online only aspect. Mm-hmm. Like why can't I play this like this stupid game by myself?
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. this is some retard stuff. Yeah, that's why I think the subscription stuff it's never going to work. Yeah. Like gamers, as stupid as a lot of them are, they're smart in their own way. Where they're way too smart to fall for this crap.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like all these positive reviews saying wait till it goes on sale. Some of them are saying if you like the looter shooters and this is a game for you, but the story sucks. It's like okay, so what? If you decided that you have like 100% of every single Borderlands game and you just need a new skin for your Borderlands, then play this. That's not even me coming off the top of my head. Literally, some guy went ahead and said Borderlands cross Sunset Overdrive with a DC skin.
Yeah,
that's somebody with 61.7 hours on record. Like these are your positive reviews other than things that literally look like they were written by somebody who was paid to write them.
Chat GPT?
Potentially, actually. It's just like DC Borderlands.
Rolo, you don't like getting the clap trap?
I don't like getting the clap, and every time it's because I fall into a trap.
Yeah, that's the Borderlands character. It's super funny. No, I own like 60 figurines of it.
No, that's not a character. You made that up.
Clap trap?
Why do you think you can lie to me? That's not that you made that up. There's no character in existence named Claptrap.
You sure about that?
Yes.
I generally never, don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah, there is a character named
Claptrap. There is.
And gee, in the movie,
the Gaslighter.
He's voiced by Jack Black.
Okay, so Borderlands character Claptrap is a real thing, you Gaslighter. Sometimes I do what's called a Freudian slip, and I'm unaware. And then sometimes I'm pretty sure I know what I'm talking about. But
sometimes
yeah.
you can never be too sure.
Yeah,
Bobby, you didn't know about Claptrap?
I brought him up. Where do you think I got it from, huh? Take it easy.
Poker Night, the inventory too?
Yeah.
That's actually a real game.
Gee whiz.
So is a Leisure Suit Larry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Leisure Suit Larry. Yeah,
I'm going to send you a link to it. I actually recommend Poker Night at the Inventory, too. I enjoyed that game.
Mm-hmm. Poker Night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Suicide Squad is getting, what do you call it? Like, those reviews
getting
seem like
killed
they're...
as though it were the Justice League?
Yeah.
They seem like, hey, could you up the stars a bit with your negative review? Or somebody that's like, they're like, what do you call it, morally or politically for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're just like, it's not variant, but rating it 10 stars in case it gets there one day, you know, that kind of thing.
I don't know. Because the reason I started looking at this was people were saying, oh, reviews are getting deleted. And I know that apparently the original thing of like, oh, there were 7,000 negative reviews and they're just all gone. I mean, probably not true, but I'm looking at these reviews. I'm like, there's no way the person who wrote this actually wrote this as a positive review. This is like something that somebody went in and just changed a bunch of them to negatives.
Yeah. Well, you know that your review might get deleted, so you leave a positive review, and you say, hey, don't bother with this piece of shit game. It's a colorful and vibrant game. However, if it were me, I'd wait till it was on sale for a dollar. Know what I mean?
Wait till it's 100% off. That's literally
that
the review
for
I read.
A dollar. Remember that?
There you go.
Do you know who made RoboCop, Bobby?
Lee Harvey Weinstein.
No, it was Paul Verhoeven, the director of Starship Troopers.
Oh, interesting. So he had two winners.
No. Don't you dare tell me he only had two winners.
Well,
he did Total Recall.
Okay, there you go.
Basic Instinct.
Yeah, I said he had two winners that I know about. Showgirls, I bet you'd like that one. Gee whiz. Just on the cover alone, I knew it was a Grease film. I never looked at it.
Well, it's not really a Grease film, but it's funny.
No, it's a matter of taste or lack thereof.
Exactly.
Got him. Wrecked.
Spot him, got him.
Yeah, spot you and I got you.
Yep.
Well, this is also something that's been going on for a while. I'm going back to topic. You know, I'm not saying nonsense, but this is something that has been going on for a while, where like people will leave negative reviews and they're just marking them as good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this isn't new. They're just moving it to Steam now, because if anyone thinks that these companies are not paying to alter these I don't know what you would say the audience perception, you are cuckoo pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are absolutely going to be saying like you only have a company because we allow you to, you big fat tub of goo. So you're going to make sure everybody says good things about our game, or I'm killing you, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's easy to do that via like just shady practices. All right. So your review there, Rolo, is viewed to me and all your other friend group as a bad review, but to anybody outside of Schrodinger's circle, I love this freaking game. Gee willikers, what a schnoody game. And, you know, like on Twitter, they had shadow banning, hell banning, that kind of stuff, where it would seem like nothing was happening, but the algorithm made it so that your review was never seen, your tweet was never seen, that kind of thing. Tech companies figured that out a long time ago. And so it's like you can live in your bubble there where you and your 40 friends, we picketed together on Steam, and we said, we don't like this game, not one bit. and I can see his review. Yeah, you're in a bubble, and that's all you can see. You can see you, yourself, and I. And to the rest of the world, everything is water under the fridge.
Yeah, everybody, to the rest of the world, everyone is in their own world. You're not part of other people's worlds. That's another thing to keep in mind. Like everybody, like you gotta remember that is you are not part of other people's worlds. So sometimes you can make an effort to meme your way in, but for the most part, these big companies have made it their mission to make sure your criticism is never heard.
And it's probably part of the terms of service. And you said accept.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you accepted it, Rollo. This is your life now.
I did.
Just like I made a serious mistake the other day. So I bought the Apple Vision Pro. And then I found out that it was a chastity belt. It's very locked down. All the grease films and grease games I wanted to play, I can't play them.
You can't play Hentai versus Evil on it?
No, I can't. I can't play Left 4 Hentai 3. I can't play Hentai versus Capcom 4, you know?
Oh, that one's my favorite.
Yeah. And
you can't play
just for the people who don't know, I'm doing a J.K. Rowling kind of bit here. People are super pissed because they paid $3,500 for this thing, and it's very locked down. It's like an iPad for your face, and an iPad is not really a productivity device. And, you know, all of the things like, what do you call it, like VR cinema or VR grease film, you can't do it. And people are really pissed about that. And it's just so funny. It's like, what do you guys expect?
VR grease film?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, yeah, and it's weird because and I've talked about the VR before. We are at a stage where it works, but why do they keep releasing worse and worse versions of it? Just just make it easier and easier. They're just doing the opposite.
Yeah. And so I guess they're in their defense, their thing is they're trying to do more AR, and that's not Armalite rifle. That's what's the other word? Artificial reality. So you're sitting there looking at a burger and fries, and you're like, gee, Willikers, another day at the dollar menu. I mean the $5 menu. Ah, shucks. And then you just VR it. Now you're in Tokyo surrounded by 40 Horrors of Babylon, and you're eating sushi that tastes like a shitty hamburger. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is our life now, folks. And 3,500, you can unlock the...
It's mostly your life. You're the one who paid for it.
Yeah.
Correct.
But, you know, you did a good thing by paying for it.
Yeah, well, the main reason that I paid for it was VR to interact Grease more film. With... was to interact more with Pokemon. Rollo?
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah, I remember Pokemon. Pokemon Go.
Yeah, she was talking about the Manus sphere.
Well, because I came.
Yeah.
And she did quit everything, right?
Heck yeah. Well, tell us what she was talking about.
All right. So, top female Twitch streamer ends contract after 10 years, blames growing manosphere. Okay, so more round earth conspiracy theory environment. It has regressed a lot. My main Pokemon, Ants, was the most popular female Twitch streamer on Twitch. Why did she decide to leave?
It was too sexist. You know, I gotta stop and for a minute. So I was on Twitch many years ago. when Twitch, you would go on Twitch and you would watch people play video games. I was on Twitch before there was just chatting as an option. So before you could just like, you would go on Twitch and all there was video games and it was guys playing it. And then that was changed at some point to, well, they had to make it accessible for thoughts. So this woman is saying like, oh, it's like, it's too like male friend. Like that's just lies. It's just an outright lie.
Yeah. Twitch is not male friendly.
Well, now Twitch is for, it's for like thoughts and hot tubs.
Yep.
Like that's it. So this stupid bitch she's just saying this thing because she knew that she got popular by being a hoe. And now guys are starting to say like show Bob, show Vagine, and it's starting to get to her. And she can't stop all of them. So she's pretending that it's like a sexist issue. When there's probably like 100,000 people on Twitch now, like currently streaming as we're talking or as you're listening, and they're probably very good at video games, and they might have one or two watchers, and then like both of them are, it's like their tablet and their computer in the other room. And then they just have these hoes that come out, and then people watch them, send them money, and then hope one day that she'll notice them, and then that she'll become their new girlfriend. That's it, stupid bitch. Twitch used to be.
Wow, cool. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Gee willikers.
Well, that's because you're not listening, and you make up your own headcanon.
No, you're 100% right. She is some kind of lesbianese or something, some weird like the mystery broad, I think, and for some reason, guys were entranced with her, sending her shekels of silver. She gets older each year, and she's still not on that. You need an expansion pack because people are not playing vanilla WoW anymore. You need an expansion pack, and that would be a lower cut shirt and a two beer top, and then an only
bikini in a hot tub.
Yeah, and then maybe can I see the feet, baby girl? I love the feet. I want you to use the keyboard with your feet.
Right?
You gotta have a foot camera.
The feet thing. Can someone explain that to me? I'm serious.
Are you serious? So
yeah,
how
of course
it was
I'm
explained
serious.
To me was that you never see like a woman's feet unless it's an intimate situation, especially the soles of her feet. So either she's running away from you in the deep jungle, and she's an Amazon broad, and then you see the bottom of her feet, very beautiful.
That, you know, and that explains why Indians would like it, because they're chasing them with intent to rape them. So that's why they want to see
and
it.
I literally think that's the start of it.
No, I'm not kidding. I think that's probably what it is.
All right, we figured it out for the constituency.
For the Confederacy.
Very nice.
Well, the for the Hall.
Yeah, for the Confederacy.
For the constituents hall.
For the constituents hall, yes.
God.
Okay.
Yeah, Indians are creepy, rapey weirdos.
They really are.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yes. And, you know, the Canadian women are getting really, really racist, I hear.
Good. I'm happy.
Like, it was like unlimited, you know, they're probably not like indoctrinated. Well, I don't know. They're probably not told that you can't label a whole race of new migrants as rapey, but they don't care.
New males,
you know.
Yeah, well, here's the thing: hey, you can't label them as rapey, but they're raping. So what do you want from me? What do you?
Yeah,
want
but
from
it. Me? I was talking to a lady a while ago. This must have been 40 years. No, but you know, I was asking her, you know, what's going on and things like that. And she's like, yeah, all Indian guys are really rapey. They're very pushy. Like, they have no boundaries. Mm-hmm. They'll, like, there's no small talk. They go straight for her. Oh, baby girl, who are you with? You are here alone, right? You come home with me tonight. And shit like that. Like, if I said that, that would be above the line, you know?
What if you said that in that accent?
Yeah, well, I actually, that's what started the conversation, is I told her that kind of thing in the Indian accent. I was like, okay, baby girl, who are you with? And she's like, you know how many Indian guys I've heard that from? Don't fucking start with me, all right, Robert? Stop. And I was like, all right, hey, oh, tell me the truth. And then she told me that whole thing. But I was just swooning her in Indian, because you know, it's just a funny little party trick.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a funny party trick, because they know that at the end of the day, I'm a white guy. So it's a funny thing.
White guy?
Yeah, a white guy. But all right, shall we get back on the task? Ruckus, yep. You were telling me
Pokemon
about the order/order 322 slash
of nine angles, of
death, also known as Skull and Bones, which George W. Bush Sr. and Jr. were a part of. They have an island there in Manitoba, and it's a secret society where 8 of the 40th last presidents were a part of this Yale fraternity.
Yes. Sorry. While you guys were talking, I went on Twitch and looked up thought, and obviously thoughts pop up. I was quite surprised about that. And then I looked up races, and all I saw was a nigger.
You know, here's the thing about that thought thing. A little while ago, Twitch removed from the terms of service that you like. So they basically said that you could show Bob's and Vagine, and everyone's, oh, we all knew it. It's like, shut up. They made it actually official. That's a big thing. I don't know if, I think they rolled back because everyone was like so mad. Cause I know people have been doing Kick. What is Kick, Bobby?
It is when you get kicked off of Twitch, you go to Kick.
Yeah, so is it just a video game thing? It's not like
No, it's like live streamer stuff, a lot of that kind of thing.
Right, so right. Okay.
You remember Johnny Somalia? He would just like harass people. Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
Yes,
he was on Kick because Twitch said, "Hey, you walking up to Japanese girl and going Hiroshima Nagasaki, that's not really a part of the thing that we're trying to foster here at Twitch, so bye-bye." Well, he's on Kick, you know.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad he found a home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Skull and Bones, Ruckus, explain yourself. You want to join this fraternity? Is that what it was?
I think he does.
Yes, I did indeed.
Did you hear about that part of the ritual where you have to masturbate in a coffin in front of the older members? And one of them was, well, your dad's maybe not a member, so it's not as embarrassing as George W. Bush Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Bobby. I went there. I went out, and I was all down to do it. And I was disappointed when I found out that what I actually went to was Ubisoft doing some open beta for their like, what is it, Black Flag DLC that took over 10 years to fucking make.
Now that are you talking about Assassin's Creed?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you remember? Yeah, no, Skull and Bones started as DLC for Black Flag. Then it was going to become its own standalone thing, and then it kept getting pushed back. It was supposed to be released like last year and the year before.
Okay, all right. Let's rewind. I honestly thought that this was a game based on the Skull and Bones Society.
You got him, Bobby. You got him good.
Well, there was a movie based on it called The Skulls.
Yes.
So I assumed that this was like a Epstein Island type of game.
No, not at all. It was.
Oh.
Yeah, no. And I'm going to tell you right now, I played the open beta and I'm not going to purchase it. I mean, I will say it was better than I thought it was going to be. Again, I am not purchasing this game. It's got a little bit of extra. If you play Assassin's Creed Black Flag, you did the pirate shooting, the pirate ship battles, you did that. When it comes to boarding, there's no like going onto an enemy ship and fighting people and boarding. There's the potential for PvP, but you're just in a ship. It's more like I've heard people call it like World of Tanks, but with pirate ships. But and
is that like Army Men, Sarge's Heroes?
No, sadly, that was a more fun game.
I love Army Men, Sarge's Heroes.
You know, it's not like that really at all. It's just. It's like they took all the pirate stuff of Black Flag and say, oh, hey, you can put different types of guns on each side of the ship. Okay, yeah, that's kind of cool. Put different guns at the front, different gun on the port side and starboard side. That's kind of cool. It's got different things. Okay, well, and of course you have to level up your character or whatever to unlock the newer stuff. Okay, different types of ships, although it looks like quote unquote different types. Well, from what I saw, like keep in mind, like in the beta, you couldn't even get to the max level of what you're able to see as potentially available, but just didn't look like there was really that much, variety. Maybe that will improve in the future, but I mean, I'm not going to go spend, $20. I mean, I think they want you to spend like 70, but I'm not gonna go even spend $20 on this game and hope it gets better. And I fucking bought Gollum, okay, for $20 recently to give it a try.
Okay.
Okay, so I will spend $20 just to try some bullshit. I would not purchase this game for $20 right now. All right, nice. You go on little islands to quote unquote interact with merchants on the islands and whatever. So I thought, okay, well maybe you could do a thing where, oh, you buy from this place and then you travel and you sell at a better stuff. Saw none of that really, and a lot of the combat, unfortunately, as opposed to any sort of real like skill, it was just, am I of an appropriate level to fight this thing? If there's a skull on it, no. Like literally I was going against a boss fight and doing I need to run far away, keep out of the range, dodge the mortar shells, get the ram and run away again and just keep it going back and ramming this thing to try and finally beat it. Oh, wait, what? You didn't tell me that this mission, when you get close to them, you have a 5-minute time limit to kill the enemy or else they just go away and you lose.
Mm. Yeah.
It's and just literally like, okay, you have, this was the first bounty mission that you had, like, oh, this person is a problem. There's a bounty on them. Go sink their ship. Okay. By the time you get it, it's like 3 levels above yours, so too powerful for you. You just can't do it. No other reason. Like, you could literally be of a higher level and just have a basic ship and kill them. And I hate that shit in games. I understand level is one thing, but literally, oh, you're level 2, they're level 5, so you can't hurt them. Even if you had, because you can't get the stuff or whatever. But if you're level like 7, you can have the weakest or no weapons and beat them to death with your bare fist, no problem. I kind of hate that shit in games. Like, I want like the stuff I'm using and my actual skill to matter, not just that I grind out. Because literally, I was getting XP left and right just going to fucking places. Like, go here, talk to this guy. Go here, talk to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was just boring.
Co-op at all?
Yes, you can do co-op, and there is a PvP thing you can do. That's not really that great, but it was decent enough, I guess. But it just didn't really bring me in. And also, it's just not what I want. Like, if I want a game where all I'm doing is going around and like fighting and shooting at somebody else's ship. I'll play like World of Warships or something, you know?
Yeah.
This just didn't, I mean, if you want to play a sort of less intricate World of Warships that's pirate themed and go some places, yeah, sure. But also there was you had to go places and you could go places like, oh, let's go mine for ore. Let's go salt. No, fuck it. I'm a fucking pirate. Let me just go. Because you know what you did in Black Flag when you needed stuff? And even in, there was a game called Assassin's Creed Rogue where you also did pirate stuff. Do you know how you upgraded your ship?
No.
You pay $5 real.
You could do that. Or you could, actually, I think it was 15, but, or you went to find other enemy ships that were carrying that cargo and you raided them like a pirate. You know, like, oh, that person over there has the stuff we want. Let's go get them and rate them. Yeah. This game, it's like, look, I played games where, like, oh, yeah, you're going places. I played games where, like, there was one game I played. It was a while back. It's called Sunless Sea. Where
now, is that anything? Is that like Army Men, Sarge's Heroes?
No. But that was a good game.
Yeah. Then go on.
Yeah, well, what Sunless Sea, you're like in this area called Fallen London, like London fell into the earth and there's a big giant sea underneath and yada yada, not to get into the whole background of it, but you can literally just go places and actually act as a merchant ship and potentially attack other ships. It was a lot simpler, a lot more top down. And if this game had been like that, it would have been better, but it wasn't. It's just... it's like they literally are like, okay, listen, we just finally need to actually put this out and just hope that people will accept it and stay subscribed to our subscription service because, oh, the game's going to get better. Fuck you. Okay, you had 10 fucking years. I literally just watched a video earlier where it compared, like, the graphics are better. Compared the water physics of Assassin's Creed Black Flag to the water physics of Skull and Bones. It's night and day. The character models, obviously, all everything that could possibly be better, not so much. Like, they could have taken Black Flag and just given you the ability to, like I said, customize what guns are on your front and on your sides, and it would, and kept the same engine, and it just would have been better.
Yeah, that's weird that they would go against the grain like that and do something retarded. Well, what I think is that they have a very ambitious, like, pitch, and then it's taking too long. They can't deliver, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, hey, buddy, wrap this thing up now, and we're going to see what we can get for it. And then if it makes enough, you guys can continue to patch it. If not, bye-bye.
Yeah, and that's what I suspect is going to happen because they're saying, like, oh, we have a year of content planned. It's like, I hope so. But again, so like, I mean, I bought Gollum and I tried it and it was terrible. And it was a waste of $20.
I'm shocked. Right. I heard it was really good.
But like I said, I bought it. My wife looked at it and said, isn't that terrible? Isn't that supposed to be like really shitty? And I said, yeah, but you know, it's only $20. No. I'm morbidly curious. I'll give it a try. I will not do that for this game.
It's only $20. Like, it's a free wish from a monkey's paw.
Yeah, but no.
I think, you know, as a journalist, you're entitled to waste a bit of money to figure it out. But from our, like, what do you call it? Our review / from afar. Till now, they have not fixed the issues with the game, correct?
Nope, not at all. And not with Gollum, and definitely not with the Skull and Bones. I mean, if it becomes something better in the future, maybe. Do I see it happening? No. I mean, it's Ubisoft. Their biggest thing was the Negroid of Persia.
And I know how they can fix it. If you're able to go to Deer Island,
make it Black Flag.
If you're able to go to Deer Island, which is owned by the Skull and Bones fraternity out of Yale, Mm-hmm. And you get to meet George Bush Senior and Junior, and
plan
the next president. Well, you know,
in the game, I mean, he may have been alive at that time. You know,
exactly. We're talking about the 1400s. He was alive.
But what about what? When are we going to talk about Army Men, Sergeants, Heroes?
Right now. What's going on?
Okay, so Army Men, Sergeants, Heroes is one of the mini releases from the Army Men series, and it was on the console. It was on the 64, which was a really good port. So it's like a standard kind of army combat game, but you play as the army man.
Yeah, I remember this game.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
There are a few games I enjoy more than Army Men, Sergeants, Heroes.
Uh-huh.
I wish it would. I don't think it's on Steam, but I wish it would get like a new release.
All right, Rollo, for the constituency here, what's the concept?
You're an army man and you're an army soldier, so you go and you shoot other army men. You know, it's like, imagine you're in the army and you're sent out to do missions, but in this, you're like, oh, those green plastic army men. You ever have those when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. You muted up, but yeah, I said, oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And we would stage battles with my buddies, and it was a lot of fun. It was like we would agree upon some rules, and then, all right, you can stage them, and oh, no, there's no way that guy hit me. Mm-hmm. It was behind this cardboard barrier, you know, that kind of thing.
Bob, you remember the ones with the parachutes?
Yep, the parachutes. I definitely got those too.
Yeah.
You want to hear a crazy story involving my dad and army men?
Yes.
Sure. As long as it's not in San Francisco.
It's not in San Francisco. It's opposite of San Francisco. He traded a kid 50 parachute army men for an authentic World War II National Socialist flag with powder burns and all.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, he had an actual National Socialist flag from Germany with powder burns on it that he traded 50 parachute army men for.
Because they're so snooty when you first see them. He's like, what, you're telling me I can throw them and then set the battlefield with my guys? All right, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, they're really cool. I told him for years he got a raw deal, even though he got a priceless piece of history that will, you know, never be able to, you know, be shown in a museum or anything because of how gay this country is. But that was 50 parachute army men.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many do you have, Bobby? Is it zero? That's what I thought. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you're telling me there's a dark web like auction going down and those things are worth gazillions.
No, I was making a little joke. Okay. He got that when he was a little kid.
It was supposed to be your birthright and he threw it all away.
The parachute army men were supposed to be my birthright, but instead he gave me this stupid flag. I was like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, gee.
I was like, are you a complete idiot? You know what I could have done with those army men?
Yeah. You're like, I'm 9 years old, Pa. Gee whiz.
No, I'm like, I'm 29 years old. Gee whiz. I did put that flag on a flagpole, and I used to drive by people and I would put it out my window and then I would scream. It was really cool. But I really wish I had 50 parachute army men right now. But seriously, Sarge's Heroes. I'm looking it up on Steam now. I'm seeing if I can find it.
Nintendo 64. So, you know, then you were alive during the 80s and the Summer of Love. Congratulations, PlayStation 1, or there's no number. Dreamcast, I remember that one. And then it says Microsoft Windows. Okay, nice. Yes.
So it looks like some of the Army Men games are on Steam, but not Sarge's Heroes. There's Army Men, Army Men 2, Army Men RTS, Army Men Toys in Space, but no Army Men Sarge's Heroes, which was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Shoot.
That's that nostalgia, folks. And looking at it's it, powerful. I would have thought it would be like the world's first RTS, you know, like place your army men and then fight the other guy, PvP. But this was before the internet.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, no, it's a good concept.
Yeah, it is. And they don't do things like that anymore. Where's our kitschy games? Now all I can do is kill bugs as like based marines.
Yeah. Space Marines are making a comeback. But you know, this is the way of this thing of ours, you know? Like there's evolution in all kinds of things. Like we talked about Dignify AI. You know, I don't know how to say it. It was Dignify, you know,
Dignify
AI. Yeah. They were removing well, first they were just clothing Whitman, right? And they got really pissed. And then they were removing tattoos and clothing women. Now they're doing like race swaps of any children and also doing children included, you know? So you got this, pardon my French, Whore of Babylon exposing her, what did we say, watermelons to the world? Well, now she's holding on to a kid, you know? And quite a development. And these things are just out of control. And now with, you know, more and more advanced AI grease films and grease girlfriends, the modern woman is going to struggle to find her place. You know, that's what I think. And they're going to return to tradition, if you will.
Well, I actually don't know if I buy that. I think they will not know what to do and there will be a huge crisis because we've spent the last, I don't know how many years telling women that they're nothing but sex holes. And then now you have all these people that think it's funny to make them wholesome because they get so mad about it.
Yeah. How dare you cover my TNA?
Gee, and that combined with the AI OnlyFans. So, yeah, I think it's going to cause a huge conflict for a lot of young girls. I think they're going to be like, well, now what am I? Like, they're actually having, like, courses in college, like how to be, like, an OnlyFans influencer.
And, you know, those courses have existed for men forever, and it's what's called a get rich quick scheme. But if you fail in your you know, schnooty new idea where you want instead of a hard boiled egg, it's a soft boiled egg, and it does it for you automatically in your refrigerator, people are like, what the heck are you talking about? Well, your product failed and the disgrace is not really there. You tried, you failed, it is what it is, you know? Instead, it's like, no, you put your entire, every square inch of your body out there for the world. And if you ever have a kid, the other kids are going to pull it up in class through their smartphone and bully aforementioned kid about your presence online, because the internet is forever, folks. So it's a totally different kind of thing. Because I've known people that are like, you can't go wrong with this stock, this idea. You know, silver is undervalued compared to gold. You're going to be sorry if you don't buy, you know. And it's like, all right, bro, let's wait around. But it's no humiliation if it's wrong or right. It's just like, it's not a big deal. But the same thing where it's like, oh, if only you were a plumber, you'd be earning $200,000 a year. Because there's two or three guys doing that, everyone like jumps in it, market gets saturated. Well, here I am, and I teach a college class to women, and I tell them that they should all be whores of Babylon on OnlyFans. It oversaturates the market. And instead of that $40 or $20 subscription, they're now down to 50 cents a piece because of oversaturation. Supply and command, folks.
See, that and, that's what I think is going to happen. I don't think there's going to be a bunch of women that are going to be like, well, I guess being a whore is not what's in. Time to go find a husband. Because it's like that argument. Like, do you think that you can like convince a baby boomer that all of the problems come from Jews and losing World War II and all that? It's like they're not going to be like, well, time to get a swastika tattooed on my chest. It just doesn't work like that. Like that, it's going to take a really long time for reality to set in.
Rollo, I know a boomer who disproves your entire theory. Because I talked to him, and then he said, you know what this means? It means not welcome. So he got that tattoo. So bye-bye.
Yeah, but that was one. I said all of them. Therefore, shut up.
Correct. And this is how people argue. So we just in real time.
Yes.
Well, I know a girl. She's making more than me. Yeah, okay, you know one girl.
Here's the thing. Yeah, you know that girl, and you know she's making more than you, and so she wants nothing to do with any men that are like actual suitors. What she wants to do is hang out with rich, disgusting Jews on a boat, because that, you know, do you remember when people used to, like, they would go travel and it was just called vacation? Now vacation is called traveling, and it's something that women think they have to do every weekend.
Yeah.
And how do you afford that? Well, you sell drugs or your body. Well, a lot of them don't want to sell drugs because it's dangerous. Well, they can certainly sell their body. Now when no one's buying, then what are they going to do? Well, they're not going to give up. They're going to keep trying to do it. It's going to take a long time. Like a lot of women, there's going to be like a generation of women. They're going to say like, yeah, I tried to do OnlyFans and it cost me my chance to have a husband and children. Don't do this. Like that's what it will take. And there's going to be a bunch of
Well, to your point
let me finish this point real quick. Because as many women as there are that are going to be like, oh, I'm single and I'm sad, there's going to be just as many bitter men that are, they're just like, well, they're not happy, but they feel catharsis from these women essentially living up to the memes that these guys said they would. So there's going to be a lot of guys that will be happy to go down with the ship.
Yeah, correct. And that's what they refer to as hoflation. I got to work 10 times as hard to get a woman that's a million times sluttier than my grandma, you know, that kind of thing. And just the thing I was talking about is there was some adult actress.
Agnes Lynn Carter
industry.
She just killed herself. Are you talking about?
She just killed herself at age 36. So she's childless, and so the thing is, whereas like, you know, us being plumbers and electricians, and not making that TikTok $800,000 a year, but making a reasonable living, is not an expirable good. Whereas your looks and your interest, when there seems to be an infinite supply of whores of Babylon, it is a limited supply commodity. So when Simon Wiesenthal stops calling you, you know, and your eggs are, you look at the basket and you're like, no eggs today, honey. What? Bye-bye. You know, then the red wine and the cats are not enough. And you look at
the cradle,
the whole of your life, you know, the cradle of filth that your life has produced, and you say, bye-bye, cruel world, I made a shitty decision. And right now, even the most red-pilled whammons out there, just pearly things, you know, the ginger from...
she's really ugly.
New Zealand. Her ex-black boyfriend is getting arrested right now for a domestic violence thing.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. And
he seemed like such a good guy.
Exactly. He was, and she got out of there before she got her face beat up, you know? But this is like the voice of reason that's trying to red pill the ladies into the mistakes of their actions.
Yeah.
And it's this race mixing hella of Babylon.
Yeah. It's a really awkward time. Because I do meet a lot of young single women, and you can tell, like, they, I mean, it seems like a cliche, but like they are like genuinely hurting. And the thing about it is they get lonely. This is kind of like, remember Job's roofie cycle
in Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they have something that's, it's kind of similar to that, where they can't really form relationships because they haven't been taught to respect themselves, like respect your body and, you know, this, that, and whatever. So they, I'll start over. I got to set the stage for this, but yeah, keep that in mind. So at this point, and especially just because with what we are, guys can handle being alone. It's just like we are tough in that sense. Women cannot handle that. And we live in an age where women can have it all. So what happens is, these women, they can have it all. So they're always on the lookout for the next thing, because they're, whatever nice guy they have is not good enough. They can always do better. That being said, what's happening is they go into a relationship with a guy, but they're still talking to like 15 other guys online. And so they end up breaking up with that guy because they can do better. And then the guy they wanted just banged them because he knew how to say exactly what they wanted to hear. And then he leaves her and moves on because this guy, he's cracked the code. Like, you know, he's got the boat, he's got the car, whatever. Like, this is all easy for him.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need that girl because he can have plenty of girls. And this girl doesn't understand that. So they get lonely. They go on Tinder. They talk to a guy. And then 90 other guys message them. They freak out. And then they delete Tinder. Then they go out. And they meet some guy, bang him, and then they feel satisfied for a little bit, and then they just repeat the whole thing, and no lesson was learned.
I still got it, Rolo.
You're like, yes, queen.
I meet a lot of young women that. Like they're always, they're like Taylor Swift songs. They're single for a very short period of time, and then they're in a relationship for an even shorter period of time. And it's like, I know plenty of guys where it's been a long time since they've been with a girlfriend. I don't know any women. It's like, yeah, it's been like a year. I just can't meet a good guy.
Yeah.
No, Ro, I think what you need to do is you just need to get a new job over at Sweet Baby Inc.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, no. No, I mean, you know, for those of you who don't know, Rolo's going to get a job there, you know. Sweet Baby Ink, the people I'm who brought you I'm niggers.
I'm not talking about myself. I'm serious on that. I'm just saying this is how it is.
Constituency.
Yeah, I'm talking like this is how it is in this day and age. It's it's unfortunate that like women have been stripped down to just their holes.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's all you are good for, ladies. And instead of saying, "Wow, that's extremely offensive," I'm not okay with you saying that to me. They're like, yeah, I'm empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of these single guys are like, I'm tired of it. Like I'm paying for the hoe and I'm not getting anything physical out of it. So I can get that from the AI.
Yeah. And so, that's going to be the hoflation deflation phenomenon is can you scrub your internet history to get that guy who makes a reasonable living because he's got this AI that's being milked by all the top tech companies and gives him everything he wants, you know? How's your day at work today, honey? Oh, gee whiz, it was stressful. Well, you always like your neck massager after a hard day of work and maybe a beer or two and some Percocets and some Vicodin. That'll cheer you up. Well, and then after that, I'll be dancing on the telly for you for 4 hours.
Well, and not just that, but like those same guys that are like, I'm getting it from AI. They're the ones using the Dignify AI because they're doing it like you didn't want me. So now I'm going to mock you for being such a whore. Like instead of doing revenge porn, it's like revenge modesty. Like, I think so little of you as a whore, I'm going to turn you into something modest, which is something you will never, ever be.
Yeah. And it's like these ladies, they look at the picture instead of like, you know, posing in the way where your ass is all the way out and your tits are like exposed to the Jedi. Now you're wearing something modest. You might be holding a child. And here you are in your 30s and the prospect of a decent man and childhood is, or, you know, mothership is quickly escaping. And that's why they're so pissed because, you know, you'll talk to people and it's like, well, actually being a heroin addict is one of my greatest strengths. It's not. They don't say that. They don't say that, you know. They might say, oh, it helped me make music or something like that, some cope like that. But these women are all saying that it's their strength when it's like the easiest thing to do. And, you know, even growing up in the Nixon administration, I saw that. It's like it was very easy to get attention from guys by dressing yourself down. But then high quality guys would just be like, bye bye, you know. Mm-hmm. And they end up with some scumbag and they wonder where they went wrong. All I wanted was attention. Well, mm-hmm. you put out a, what do you call it? You pull out a beacon and you might just get what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So I think AI, you know, we talk about like, what do you call it? Family arranged marriages. And I'm not talking about like Indian style where it's like your cousin or Muslim style, you know, like families would be like, you are a good family. All right, not Indian. You are a good family. I'm a good family. I have a son. You have a daughter. We join our houses, you know, that kind of thing. That was like the norm back in the Nixon administration, you know, before people were conversing. And then now it's going to be like, you have a whore of Babylon. I have a porn incel? AI incel.
I have an incel soy boy.
And it's like, if you don't do it through family connection, social capital, or the church or something like that, People are just not going to reproduce, and it's going to be, it's engineered, you know, instead of the nuclear family, it's the fallout family, you know. Women have everything to gain by getting divorced. They get half of everything they get, and they bring up child abuse
and money,
and they bring up child abuse a lot of the time. I read a statistic. It was like 80% of the time, and only 5% of the time was it proven to be correct.
80% of the time, it works 5% of the time.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
But you can color a color jury of your peers that way, you know? That's why we got to get Apple Vision Pro and unlock it so that we can speed along this thing of ours.
And, I don't know, Bubby, is Sweet Baby involved in Apple Vision? Because they're doing great things these days. Like, for instance, you know, putting niggers in Magic the Gathering and God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah.
What just about everything with Suicide Squad?
What about Sweet Baby Ray's rib sauce?
I'm not missing Sweet Baby. Yes, I believe so. They made it so that I had to pay twice as much to get it because I'm white.
Gosh dang it, I hate that.
Well, that's because you're getting it at a white grocery store, which is also, chastised by blacks.
They realize I'm white because I went to the Walmart and actually tried to pay for something.
Actually, that's the dead giveaway. Okay. You weren't stuffing the
I was
can,
almost
filming
was almost
it, yelling World Star.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I should have been doing that, pouring milk on me, you know, with my dick slinging around, yelling World Star, and they let me walk out with a Sweet Baby Ray's.
That they would.
Yeah, no.
What are they gonna do if they try to stop you? They go to jail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no. Sweet Baby Inc. responsible for Suicide Squad. We worked on script writing, band haircut scenes, barks, audio logs, etc. Spider-Man 2, story consultation, God of War Ragnarok, narrative and character consultation with a focus on representation. Anybody doesn't like God of War Ragnarok, you know, among other things, because there's niggers in it, that's why. Our clients, Xbox, EA, Valve, Trulo, Santa Monica, 2K, Ubisoft, Square Enix, Warner Bros., Finji, Polytron, Rocksteady, Wizards of the Coast, of course.
We got it. So basically what you're saying is like they are to gaming what like BlackRock is to anything related to finance or any company.
Seems to be. Yeah. I mean, niggers and fags in gaming. Yep. They're the BlackRock of it.
Yeah. Well, no. They have their hand in, like, not only do they have their hand in every pie, it seems like companies are just going to them.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they were in, like, two or three games. Like, that could just happen. But it seems like this is the go-to company. Like, this has to be, like, either BlackRock or, like, Soros funded. This can't be a coincidence that all these big things just go to them. There's no way. Because all they're doing is literally just like add gay blacks into it. Add trannies. Like make it gay. Make it unplayable.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you if you do a dive into this, you're going to find that there is like not just like a Jew behind it, but some like powerful Jewish group. There's no way that this group has the connections that it has. Like this is a front for something.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Where there's smoke, there's smoke-skinned people.
there you go. Yeah. Where there's smoke, there's smokes, as the Italians would say.
Good old smoke.
Yeah. A smoke for my own mother.
All smoke. Oh. Yeah, what I was about to say something, but we don't need to be talking about that.
Yeah. Shall we say GG no re? you should not play Starfield, but maybe Helldivers 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if you don't have money this month, on PlayStation Network, Steel Rising actually recently came onto the PlayStation Plus stuff, and I've actually been enjoying it. I think the reason it didn't get as big sales as it did was because it came out the same time as Liza P. And they're no, the other one. Oh. But no, they it's what I would refer to now as a Bloodborne-like as opposed to a Souls-like, because everything in the game, the level design, the combat mechanics, it screams more Bloodborne to me than Dark Souls, and I'm enjoying that more and more these days. I mean, I enjoy Dark Souls, enjoy Elden Ring, which is like the latest, quote unquote Souls like, but Bloodborne just had that more aggressive, more direct combat that I'm really missing in these games. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. Like I said, right now, it's not costing me any extra money to play it. So I mean, anybody else in the same boat, by all means, go ahead and grab it.
Pretty snooty.
Mm-hmm. And I think, Bobby, yeah, I think I'll grab up the Helldivers, and maybe you and me can go full on Starship Troopers. And if we meet the Russians, we'll try to get one that speaks English and say, hey, no, we're American. Let me tell you what we really think.
Yeah. Viva la Ukraine, cocksucker. And then we kill him, and then we exfil. Yeah. I wonder if they have... it doesn't matter, but if they have like trust factor, like CS Counter-Strike has, or if you do a bunch of scumbag stuff, you only meet other scumbags, But
I don't think
a team of 100 has that metric yet.
Well, also, it looks like a bunch of team of like 100 like normal Swedish males who probably don't have to think about this kind of stuff,
Bingo.
I mean, you know how, cops go over to Israel to get trained and all of a sudden they think they've been hit when acorn falls down?
Yes, I saw that one.
Because Israel's because Israel's a constant war zone. Like, when it comes to dealing with racial bullshit or whatever, America is basically the same way.
Agreed. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You go to Israel, we have a knee call on the neck.
Call it a day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Rollo, what games are you playing? Because I know, Bobby, you're playing Helldivers.
I'm just playing MTG Arena. I made a new deck, and it's pretty fun.
Do you got the Nigrigorn?
No, I don't.
Nigdolf?
Nope. No, there are multiple colors for Gandalf. Like, seriously, what? Gandalf comes in multiple colors. Yeah, it's really weird.
Other than Gandalf the White? You mean Gandalf the White, Gandalf the Gray, that kind of thing?
No, I mean like Gandalf the White, Gandalf the Asian, Gandalf the Mexican, Gandalf the Black.
Huh?
Yeah, like Aragorn is across the board. They just made him black for no reason. But for some reason, they made Gandalf like all the colors of the rainbow.
Do you want to know why? Because they was Kangs.
Well, that's why Aragorn, but the Gandalf one, that don't make no sense. But they was Kangs, yeah. They was. but they're not anymore now.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Are they not Kangs no more? She.
Oh, we's not a Kang no more?
I guess not. But
oh, lordy, lordy.
Other than that, man, everybody, game responsibly. Grab yourself a woman before she comes a whore of Babylon. Do not fall for the AI trap. And make white babies. This is a threat.